I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this week's Failure Friday segment, we hear from an online retailer, well, a side hustler who starts an online retail business, and they are building a promising email list, but they falter in maintaining it. They kind of just give up on it. And they're very sporadic, inconsistent, and essentially abandoned this growing email list. Now, listen, I have kind of done this too. So many of these Failure Friday segments and times that we hear from people who have experienced either a disaster or a mistake or just kind of took their eye off the ball, I've done that. And so it's all about what can we learn from these experiences? How can we go from failure to success? How can we improve the next project we start? How can we make sure we are consistent? This year, my word of the year is daily, or maybe it's every day. I never could decide which one, like which phrasing I liked better. But the idea is like there are things I'm doing every day or daily. And of course, I have the podcast every day and I have an Apple Watch running streak for I think about 1500 days so far. But I wanted to get more consistent on sharing online because I felt like I wasn't doing that so well. So this year, I'm trying to do a better job. But this is not about me. Let's talk about this listener, Hollis from Tennessee. Her story, her business has had a couple of challenges, as you might guess, because of walking away from this email list or not treating it with the, you know, maybe the attention it deserved. So let's hear from her about that struggle. I'll come back at the end with some more brief comments and a little wrap up.
Starting my own digital business, I knew right off the bat that email marketing was key. It seemed like a no-brainer. Build up an email list, keep in touch with regular juicy newsletters, and watch the business grow. I'm Hollis, and here's the not-so-smooth ride I had with my email marketing efforts, a journey of starts, stops, and eventually a standstill. So I dove right in. I offered a free ebook as bait to reel in subscribers, and boy, did it work! My email list was growing. It was like watching a plant sprout and fast forward. In those early days, I was on it, whipping up weekly newsletters packed with tips, stories, and the latest of my services. But here's the thing. Keeping up with a weekly newsletter is tough. It's not just about throwing a few words together and hitting send. It needs to be engaging. Useful and, well, interesting. As my business grew, so did the list of things eating up my time. And slowly, those newsletters started slipping. At first, it was a skip here and there. I'll get back on track next week, I'd tell myself. But next week turned into next month, and before I knew it, sending out those newsletters felt like climbing a mountain. The crazy part? People kept signing up. It was like throwing a party you had no intention of attending. The guilt of not sending those newsletters was real. I'd built up this great audience and there I was, not talking to them. I felt like I'd invited guests over and then locked the door. Eventually, I just stopped sending them all together. Looking back, I learned a lot from the whole mess. Consistency is king in the email game. And if you can't commit, well, maybe it's not your game. I also realized it's not just about building the list. It's about maintaining it, nurturing it. You know, actually talking to the people who signed up to hear from you. Now, I've stepped back from email newsletters. The experience taught me about biting off more than you can chew and the importance of actually following through on what you start. While I may have let that email list gather dust, the lessons I learned have been gold. Solid, hard-earned gold.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. You can always regroup. You can always try something new. And if you've been inconsistent, you can simply start being consistent. And you don't have to make a big deal about it. You don't have to write a long post that says, hey, I've been inconsistent. Now I'm going to be consistent. I mean, you can do that, but that kind of adds some pressure. So you could just start by saying, okay, whatever I haven't been doing that I want to be doing, if I said I'm going to do it every day or every week or whatever the cadence was, I'm just going to start now and I'll build that habit. And as I build the number of days and weeks, it's going to become easier to keep going than it would be to stop, you know, and that's when you know the good habit is really set in. So anyway, Hollis, I appreciate you sharing that story. As I said in the introduction, I have done this too. I haven't always been consistent in my online communication, built various email lists over the years that I haven't done a great job with, and some that I have, but probably more the other way around. So you can always regroup. You can always try again, as noted. Listeners, if you have a question, an update for us about your hustle, you know where to go, sidehustleschool.com. Today's notes are episode 2610, 2610. You just add that to the end of sidehustleschool.com. Of course, new episodes coming out every day. It's always free. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
Project.